Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Keldabe Talk Radio. I am your host, Crow, and with me on this edition is Frost.
Yo!
Pinocchio.
I'm here!
And Misha Kitty.
Hello!
Okay. She's here!
She's here. She's here and it's awesome. Alright,
I'm excited.
This is going to be a relatively quick episode. Not a whole lot going on in Star Wars news. We got a few things in Mercs news, though, so we'll get started in on that. First and foremost, next week on July 15th, Star Wars Celebration Europe, Star Wars Celebration London starts up, and the Mercs are going to be there. We're going to be there in pretty good numbers from what I've seen, seeing as a good chunk of our European members are able to actually go. So, almost all of Vokchi clan's going to be there, our United Kingdom group. And then, you know, everybody from right across the channel, they're all going to be there too. As well as Mandalore himself. There was a little fun drive, and he saved up some cash, and he's actually flying out to go visit England and bring some American mercitude over to England. But yeah, truthfully though, I hope you're all ready to try and understand Mandalore. He does come from the North Carolina, and he was in the Navy, I think. So he's got the accent. Good luck with that.
Enjoy the confusion.
He's gonna be so confused. Like, that's really what I'm gonna. I know he's done some traveling, and I know he's been around, but I just want to see him just like wander around in a foreign country.
Yeah, we're just two nations divided by our common language.
So, in terms of what all's going to be happening at our area in Celebration Europe, it's pretty darn cool.
Yes.
The Mercs that have been planning it have come up with the theme of sort of a training camp, like a Mandalorian Mercs training camp. And there are some just super exciting elements that'll be in the booth. Should we give them a little bit of a sneak peek?
I believe so.
Okay. So when you go there, definitely look for an area that's set up that's almost as if it's meant to be an immersive scene, and walking through, you'll feel kind of like you're in a camp. They'll have the Mandalore's tent there. We'll have some cannons set up, and of course there will be some fun places to take photos. We kind of have these cells that you might have seen a lot of the clans using, kind of popping up, and those are great for photo ops. So you'll be able to get in those and have your pictures taken. And then there's also like a little training area with some different games for the kids and the adults to play too. The different clan members, especially the folks in Vokchi, have been working really, really hard on all of the different props, and many of which they're building specifically for this event. And they've been working on it for pretty much since the event was announced. So everyone can be really proud of the work that's going into it, and the fact that this is going to be done by our family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. I want to tell you more. There's some really cool things that are going to be featured, but I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, and I don't want to give too much away. Mm. So I'll just say, bring your cameras, because there will be some really, really cool props there.
Yeah, it's going to be really sweet. We also do have a panel on Friday at some point. I think it's midday, you know, kicking off the convention with the Mercs. So if if you happen to be there and you want to go listen to Tom the Mandalore talk about the Mercs and how we got started and how we do our thing all in one spot instead of hearing him tell you that stuff at our sweet bunker tent training camp assembly area, definitely go hit that up. It's always a fun time.
And don't forget to, if you're headed over that way, to check the forums, right, guys? Because mm-hmm. all of the info that you need about to know about, especially the meal, I don't know if tickets are still being sold or not, but all that info is right there for you.
Yep, all the Mercs gatherings, all the info. Saz did put up, there is a code of conduct that all members of the Mandalorian Mercs in attendance should adhere to. It's all basically the same stuff that we adhere to every day, but just with a few London-specific reminders. So definitely take a look at those. Be prepared.
Be nice. Yeah,
be very nice.
Be nice.
Also, inevitably, plenty of big celebrities there. Go say hi to Daniel Logan, and as he's British, it only makes sense. Go say hi to Jeremy Bullock. He is an amazing man. So
very nice guy. Send us pictures.
Yes, please. Send us pictures.
We want the pictures.
Send me pictures in particular. Because,
send him pictures. Yep. Lots of pictures. All the pictures.
Yep. I'll be trolling around on the forums for stuff, but if anybody has
we'll
a picture...
We'll be watching you.
If there's anybody that has a picture in particular that they really want to send to me, you can either PM it to me, just Crow, right on the forums, or use the photo submission board, which is the best place to ever put up any photo of you or your clanmates that you have, any sweet photo shoots you have. Definitely send me those. I want to get those... up on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and everywhere we can. Because Celebration is one of the best places to get some of those really, really nice Mercs group shots. You get those combinations of clans that you're never going to see anywhere else. Everybody's looking their best, so I want those pictures. So definitely send those our way.
So while you're over there, if you're one of our official members who is heading to any celebration, and this is a good reminder for any convention, any event, but especially the celebration, remember the whole entire world of Star Wars fans are watching, and I don't mean that to be creepy. I am being kind of serious. I mean, from the PR standpoint, we just want you to remember that this is a really great time for you to shine, and this is an awesome time for people to be like, hey, those Mercs people, man, they have their stuff together, they looked awesome, they were super nice, super helpful, they, you know, weren't jerks if we asked them to pose for pictures, you know, all that good stuff. So just remember that this is really a great opportunity for you to show everyone how awesome that we are as a club.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear.
Agreed.
So, checking in with our brigade marshals and our brigadier, we have a lot of folks applying for the brigades right now, which is awesome. We love to see that because that is, of course, where you can really sort of tighten up your character and flesh them out and decide if you want your bounty hunter to have a profession or just all the little details that really make it unique. If you have a canon character, we would really like for you to consider applying for the Canon Brigade. The Canon Marshal has said that he's really excited to see the different Canon characters coming in. So, you know, if you've got a Jango or a Boba, please consider applying. And one other thing, too, to remember, I kind of keep in mind that with everyone, and you hear us say this a lot, but whether it's someone on the app team or the PR team or even the brigade marshals themselves, keep in mind just that we're all volunteers and they're pretty busy right now. Same thing, especially with the app team. And some of these folks are doubling as clan leadership, so they're really busy with con season. So if you are looking for a response, especially from the brigade marshals at this time, they just want everybody to know that they're a little bit busy working on the brigade requirements in order to ensure that the new costuming requirement standards are covered. So definitely feel free to message them, but don't worry if it takes a couple days for them to get back with you.
Next bit of Mercs news that we have, we are currently almost at 1,500 official members. I was kind of hoping we would click over the next between when I found out about that and today when we record this. But yeah, we're somewhere really close. We're at like 1,496, 1,494, something like that. So we're right on
the
cusp.
Give it a day or two.
Yeah, by the time I release this, which will probably be about a day or two, like by Friday, it'll probably just be, we'll be at 1501 and I'll be proven wrong. But we're almost there. We're almost at 2,000 members, which for this, you know, pokey little costuming club is pretty huge.
Some exciting news coming up for Celebration Orlando that will be happening next year, of course, in 2017. I'm sure everyone is all aware of that. But what some folks might not know is just how much effort and energy it takes to make all of the amazing things, all of the things that we look forward to as members, happen at that event. You all know that we, of course, have our space that we set up, just like they're currently setting up, or getting ready to set up for Celebration Europe. Same thing in Orlando. We'll be doing that. We'll be building a lot of large props, and we'll definitely need some help with that in Florida, in the state, but we'll also be asking for some help all around the country and the world. But we also have the Bash, and the Bash is an event that everybody really looks forward to. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes celebrities drop by, and it's just a big party, and you get to go and meet folks that you've really only seen in pictures and only met and talked to over the internet. And it's really a great kind of family event, in the sense that you get to meet your Mercs families. One of the things that we're really trying hard this year, the Mandalore, and I've actually been working on this a lot. I got volunteered myself to help with this, is working on sponsorships. So in the next couple of months, you'll probably start seeing some opportunities. We'll be reaching out to folks, but if there's anybody who would like to partner, whether maybe it's donating an item for the silent auction at the Bash, or the raffle at the Bash, or perhaps maybe you have a company that you work for that would be a good match for a partner, you can hit me up. I'm Misha Kitty on the forums, and we'll see what we can do. I can't emphasize enough that we really need some help sponsoring. Our quartermaster, she works super hard in terms of organizing the auction and the raffle, and that does pull in funds for this event. Also, ticket sales for the Bash will help, and the merch that's being sold at the event will help as well. But we really want to do this up big this year, guys. So we'll be needing a lot of help from everyone to make that happen.
10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is the 10-year anniversary. And so because of that, we really want to go big.
We're going to do it big.
Of course, here in the state of Florida, in my home state, we'll be building a lot of props, and we'll be looking to our members here to do a lot of that. But do not worry. Just because you are not in this state does not mean you can't help. We will definitely be looking for donations. You'll see some really cool items for sale in the shop, including a couple of different patches and some other stuff. But I really want to stress that the Mandalore has come up with some really excellent sponsorship levels, and there's some really nice options, including a really sweet one where you get like passes and a hotel room, but that's like upper super duper level. But just know that those options are there, and it's a really great opportunity to maybe get some visibility for your business and sponsor the club you love.
Yeah
here.
Next bit of Mercs news that we have, the MMCC scholarship application period is now open. Basically, this is the similar scholarship that we've started running for the past couple years now. It is the MMCC's Reach for the Stars scholarship. This year we'll be rewarding three $500 scholarships to official members or the children of official members to help with, you know, school expenses, college expenses during the 2017 spring semester. So not this coming fall semester, but the one after. There is an application. It's up in the announcements thread on the forums, and the application's up there. You can fill that out anytime between now and midnight on September 30th, 2016. It's, you know, $500 goes a long way. Like, I managed to get a little teeny scholarship, when I went to college, and it ended up that I didn't have to have a roommate for my first year. So that was excellent. And it's a nice little way for us to give back, help people out, help people learn and move on with their lives and their careers. So, if you know an official member who wants some school money, or you know an official member whose kids are heading off to school, definitely point them towards that thread. And the final bit of Merck's news that we have is actually very near and dear to my heart. The social media team is looking for new members. If you want me for your boss and know the ins and outs of name a social media platform, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anything like that. I need people to help me keep the posts flowing and interesting. Right now, me and two other members are sort of holding down the fort, but we definitely need some more eyes, some more hands. So if you are interested in helping out the club on that level, helping us put out the good word of the Mercs, putting up cool pictures of our members doing cool things on the internet, drop me a PM. You have till August 15th on that one. But, please help.
We'll also probably be opening up a slot or two on the PR team that is not related to social media. So the social media team is part of the PR team. So you get that, you would get that PR tag, but we will most likely also be looking soon for someone to help out with things like Battlecry and some of the other goodness that happens in PR. So if you are interested in that, keep an eye on the announcements section of the forum.
All right, that is about all the content that we have for this month's edition of Kel Dobby Talk Radio. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time, and enjoy Celebration Europe if you're going. If you're not, enjoy that weekend anyway. I hear it's going to be nice wherever you are. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
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 This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club. If you'd like to learn more about the topics discussed on today's show, please visit www.mandalorianmercs.com. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated items are intellectual property of Lucasfilm. Copyright 2009 Lucasfilm Limited. We hope you enjoyed our show, and we'd love to hear your feedback. Please email podcast@mercs.firespray.net. Until next time, happy hunting.